Welcome back to American Patriots Radio. My name is Jason W. Hoyt. You can find out more about the program at grassroots.vote. That's grassroots.vote. Yes, that's a domain extension. We have an online community of patriots from around the country that are gathering and organizing and sharing information and getting set for the next election and sharing some vital information. In fact, I've got a blog post up today about today's show at grassroots.vote. It's about the Electoral College. Yes, I agree the Electoral College needs changed, but it's not what you think. Check it out at grassroots.vote, and thank you for joining me today. So yes, I may have surprised you a bit in my opening there. The title of this podcast, The Electoral College Needs Changed, but it's not what you think. That is also the title of my blog post at grassroots.vote. Here's what's triggered this. I mean, obviously, you guys are paying attention to what's going on around the country and in the news. There's been a number of states that have stepped up and said, we are against the Electoral College. We want to give all of our votes to the national popular vote. And guys, this is the absolute opposite direction of what we want to do. Yes, I agree there are issues with it. And changes should be made, sure. But the big government leftist, progressive, statist, who democracy now, who believe that we're a democracy, who believe that majority rules, who believe that that's actually a good idea, they're going the complete opposite direction. And I want to tell you about two states that have gone in the correct direction. And it's not Nevada, and it's not Colorado, and it's not these other states that have, in fact, I think it was just Nevada recently that voted in their, I think they passed it in the House, it just passed in the Senate. It's going to the governor, and they have some interstate compact with other states saying, screw our voters. I don't care how Nevadans vote. I don't care how our people vote. It doesn't matter. We're going to give all our Electoral College votes to the national popular vote. Why aren't people in Nevada stepping up and crying out and yelling, shouting from the rooftops, our vote matters? Why aren't they doing that? It's because they don't understand. And here's the issue. Our constitutional republic was created by delegates representing independent nation states when they went to the when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, when they went to the Constitutional Convention. Every state in the Union, independent nation states, sent delegates to go represent the states. Long story there. You guys know the history. But the point of what they did was, when we elect representatives to go represent us in Washington, D.C., we have a bicameral Congress, right? There's two houses. The House of Representatives represents the people. The United States Senate represents the states. That's how it was done. That's the purpose of it. I mean, why have two bodies there if they all represent the people? Look at the 17th Amendment. The 17th Amendment of 1913 really screwed that up. Long story there, but you guys get it. You got to do some research on this stuff. And just don't just fall for the emotional talking points you see in the news. But the point of our representatives in Washington, D.C. are to represent the people and to represent the states. And the big issue in the Constitutional Convention, this is why this was the Great Compromise. The big issue at the Constitutional Convention was the big states, New York, Pennsylvania, were going to overrule and control the little states, Vermont, Rhode Island, etc. And so this was the compromise. The United States House of Representatives were elected by the people, directly by the people, to go represent the people. And the United States Senate, they were selected by the state legislatures until the 1913 17th Amendment. That's what messed it up. And that's why we don't understand this stuff. If you guys don't do research in history, if you don't understand history, you're doomed to repeat it. And if you don't understand the reasons, you know, the things that the founders warned about powerful states overruling little states and little states having no control in Washington, D.C., then you don't understand why this is a big issue. So remember, and here's what I have in the blog post. I have some bullet points, summaries of this stuff. Our constitutional republic, not a democracy, our constitutional republic is made up of independent nation states. Representatives in D.C. represent the people, House of Representatives, and the states, the Senate. The purpose of the Electoral College system is to balance the will of the people and the will of the states. It does this by spreading weight over both congressional districts and states. Here's a basic question. Do you know how the Electoral College votes in each state is determined? The formula is this. It's the number of representatives you have, as well as plus two senators. So if your state has 25 representatives, you have 27 Electoral College votes. That's how they do it. Now, here's the problem. Most states, 48 states, in fact, have a winner-take-all system. They have a winner-take-all Electoral College system where the winner of the popular vote of the people in the whole state will get the support of all electors. I think that's a problem. This runs counter to the purpose of the system, which is to spread the weight amongst the people and the states. In this winner-take-all system, like for example, if there are 10 congressional districts, how many Electoral College votes will there be? 12. 10 congressional districts plus two senators. Okay. Now, if six of them vote for candidate A and the remaining four for candidate B, then all 12 Electoral College votes will go to candidate A. And here's the problem. The votes of the people in specific congressional districts that support candidate B will be overturned. They will be ignored. The will of the people in those districts will be overturned. And that is not the purpose of the Electoral College system. So the states that have a winner-take-all system, I think, do it wrong. They do an injustice. They ignore the will of the people in those congressional districts that don't support it. Do you see that problem? Now, here's the proposed solutions that are out there to fix this. And I think they're completely ass backwards. One of them is just asinine. Abolish the Electoral College system as a whole and just go to a national popular vote. So if this happens, if they abolish the Electoral College system, presidential candidates, for example, will only visit the 10 largest states. And they probably won't even visit, they'll probably only visit like five or six. So representation in D.C. will only address and be influenced by large state issues. If you don't see this as a problem, again, I say you haven't read enough history. Denying this as a problem doesn't make this major issue go away. And here's the other solution that's out there that Nevada just passed and is sending to the governor that I think Colorado wants to do and some of these other states. They want to give the state's Electoral College support to the overall winner of the national popular vote. This is completely asinine, and every Coloradan, every Nevadan should be pissed. Their state is flipping the bird to the will of Colorado and Nevada voters, and the state itself is giving up their representation in the nation's capital. They're saying that no matter how the people of Nevada vote, they will overthrow all votes of their citizens and give them to the winner of the national popular vote. Dude, what are they thinking? Remember, one of the major purposes of the federal government is to represent and actually is to settle disputes among the states. Look at the Article 1, Section 8. Look in there. It's to settle disputes among the states. So ensuring there is no proper representation of and influence by the states themselves is important. No state should do away with their representation in the nation's capital, and the people of Nevada should be pissed. They're flipping the bird to every single voter, saying, I don't really care how you vote. However, the rest of the people go, we'll vote along with them. Crazy. But here's the solution. Here's what I believe should be done. If there's going to be any changes to the Electoral College system, two states, Maine and Nebraska, have it right. They have a mixed approach. Their Electoral College votes are determined by the popular votes in each congressional district, as well as the popular vote in the state as a whole. Again, the Electoral College is made up of the number of representatives you have representing the people, plus two senators representing the state. And so it's a mix. That's what the Electoral College system was designed to do. The federal government is supposed to be comprised of representation of the people and the states, and that's what the Electoral College was designed to do. So again, if there are 10 congressional districts, how many electoral votes are there? 12. 10 congressional districts plus two senators. And what if six of them vote for candidate A and four of them for candidate B? So eight Electoral College votes, which is six congressional districts that voted for him, plus the two senators, which is the overall popular vote of the state. Eight will go to candidate A, and the other four will go to candidate B. It'll spread it. You won't be flipping the bird to the minority congressional districts and saying, we're going to overturn your support. We're still going to give the support of the representation of those congressional districts. This is the most fair approach. Now, I'm going to include some links at grassroots.vote. You can see how the Electoral College count in 2016 would have changed. And I'm not going to tell you the answer on the radio. I want you to go to grassroots.vote, get signed up, find the blog post. It'll be at the top. And find that link. You'll be surprised. What would the outcome have been in 2016? Would it have changed? Would it have gone to, what's her name? I can't remember. Anyways, or would Trump have still won? What would have happened with Obama in both of his elections? Would those have overturned? And I'm going to give you a hint here. One of these past elections that I just referred to would have changed. The outcome would have changed if there was proper representation of the people and proper representation of the states, exactly how the Electoral College system was designed. If that was applied to that election, and you'll see that link, one of those past elections would have changed. But right is right. I don't like the winner take all in a state. I don't like the national winner take all. That's horrible. And you should be appalled. And if you don't understand that, do more research in history. My name is Jason W. Hoyt, host of American Patriots Radio, founder of grassroots.vote. Check it out. We're just a group of patriots from around the country that love this country, love the idea of America, freedom, independence, liberty, all of that. And we're organizing, we're sharing information. I'm not banning, I'm not censoring, I'm not selling your data like some of these other social networks. But anyways, join us at grassroots.vote. God bless you. My name is Jason W. Hoyt. Talk to you soon.